Dominika Švecová, dokumentaristka, strávila letos skoro měsíc v Indii a rozhodli jsme se, že je možná docela zajímavé pohovořit o tom, jaké tam Čech zažije věci. A naproti tomu Indka Priya Jadhav strávila v rámci programu společnosti AFS rok v české střední škole. Prio, kde jste byla ten rok?
Ve Zlíně.
Ve Zlíně, ano. A jak se jmenuje ta střední škola, kterou jste tam, kam jste chodila?
Škola?
No.
Arcibiskupské gymnázium.
Aha, na Arcibiskupské gymnázium jste chodila, OK. V Kroměříži, dobře. Tak to je velmi zajímavé, takže jsme mysleli, že porovnáme zkušenosti, ale i když Priya se domluví a rozumí česky, mysleli jsme si, že asi bude lepší, když ten rozhovor budeme vést anglicky, tak se omlouváme, vážení televizní diváci, a dál to bude s titulky v angličtině. Priya, what was your biggest shock when you came to the Czech Republic?
I guess the way people live here.
And how people live here?
People live differently, like it's totally different from India. It's, I don't know, the everyday life is different.
In what way?
The transportation, the food, the way of we make food, the way they go to work, the way they work, everything, I guess.
And so it's different, but you have to slightly specify it, because I mean, like, what's the difference? How do people behave in India then?
So in India we have it like, it's not about the behavior, but how we work. So we just go in the morning and it's totally different. I don't know how to explain.
No, you don't know how to explain. Dominika, how different is it?
Well, for example, the density of people, right? That's like...
people.
That was what...
Individualism and collectivism.
Exactly. What is obvious that like in here you have a lot less people. Like, for example, in our population can be only one city in India.
One city, I guess that's...
Okay. So you had the impression when you came here that there are very few people here?
I felt, in the beginning, I felt lonely. I was like, okay, where are the people? So, yeah, that was the biggest shock also. One of the biggest.
And then I would say another, what strike you immediately is the weather. Like, the weather is way too different. You have, let's say, like, in average, what, 30 degrees? Or in summer, 40 degrees.
30, so when you came here, you felt cold?
Well, I didn't feel cold because it was August. It was around 30 degrees here, so it wasn't cold for me, but it wasn't too hot for me too, so it was like in between, but in the winter it was too cold, it went to minus 20, and it was like, okay, I cannot survive.
And did you survive it?
Yeah, I did, that's why I'm here.
Okay, all right, so you lived in Zlín, and so again, what was the most eccentric kind of thing about the Czech people that you actually lived with?
Well, I live with a host family, and my host family is quite big, so I guess that was the thing which shocked me, or it was like weird for me, because in India I have a small family, we are just four, whereas here we have 13 or 15 people in one family.
But it was a Catholic family?
Yes.
Okay, it is a Catholic. And you're not a Catholic?
I'm a Hindu.
You're a Hindu, so how did you cope with that?
Well, I studied in a Catholic school, so I was I know more about Christianity too. I go to church, I attend mass, so I knew much more from before, so I just came here and I just started practicing Christianity with my family.
Okay. Dominiko, what was your impression of India?
Well, apart of these two things I mentioned, then there is like, for me, the most impressive thing was that like people do everything on the street. Like they eat on the street, they wash on the street, they... I don't know, cook on the street. They literally like, I didn't only mean the homeless people, which there's a lot, and we like you cannot miss it, like you will see it immediately. But I also mean the ordinary people, like, because it's mainly because of the weather, I would say.
Yeah.
Because it's so warm in there, then like I think they prefer to do it outside. Mm-hmm.
So they don't use their houses really in India.
No, we do. Uh-huh. We do. But as she said, we have a lot of people. We are second largest population. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we cannot find shops everywhere. We need to leave the mountains and plain road. So we just make it on the shops on the road sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of city or place are you in India from?
I live in the western part, in the western state, that is Gujarat, and I live in the capital of Gujarat, that is Gandhinagar. Mm-hmm. So it's quite well developed. And
what is the population of your city?
Well, I'm not really sure, though.
Millions?
Yeah, you can say.
Really? So it's a big city. So you came to Zlín, which is kind of a village.
No, I guess Zlín, it's bigger than Zlín, of course, mm-hmm. but it's not very big also, mm-hmm. but yeah. But
political system in India and in the Czech Republic. Who's going to talk about?
Okay.
You, Priya? Okay.
Yeah. So the governing system here was, I am not really much familiar with that, but how it works in India, I can make out how it will be in Czech. Mm-hmm. So we are a democratic country, mm-hmm. and I and Dominika talked, and I came to know that Czech is also a democratic country, mm-hmm. and also the way the country is governed.
Yeah, but our democracy is much younger than yours.
Yeah, like it's only our democracy is quite old.
Uh-huh. Okay, how old?
More than 65 years.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there used to be democracy here at the beginning of the 20th century, but mm-hmm. Domenico, when you saw the situation in India and in the Czech Republic, what are the differences?
Well, it all comes from the way how it looks like there. It comes from let's say like three like major problems I see, and that is the it's hugely overpopulated. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There is the literacy rate. What I learned in India, like there's in average 74% of literate people.
Okay.
Literate.
Literate. So that's about 26% of exactly. illiterate people.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Illiterate people.
So would you say, Priya, that your country, your government, isn't taking care of people?
Oh well, it is taking care, but as we are densely populated, mm-hmm. we cannot take care of each and everyone, because as being a democratic country, everybody has their own opinion, everybody has their own choices. Their, mm-hmm.
So there is democratic chaos.
Yeah,
and there's many influences, because mm-hmm. In India, nearly like every single person belongs to some religion, and there is like four major religions.
Yes, yeah.
So there is also this influence of the religion and religious rules, mm-hmm. And it all comes I don't know, like when it comes to decisions. So there is a lot. If like you were saying yesterday, if there is any tendency to change something, mm-hmm. it will be really hard. Because
yes, everybody has their own opinions. Mm-hmm.
And that has to be respected.
Yes.
But on the other hand, India can be seen as a pluralist country, because you've got all these different views and people kind of coexist, no? Mm-hmm. They normally don't kill each other.
No, we don't. Uh-huh, but in a way, population is the main reason why mm-hmm. we are still developing. Mm-hmm. And I think government is taking steps, and mm-hmm. It's in progress, it's developing. Mm-hmm. So
is there corruption?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And is anybody doing anything against corruption?
Well, recently there was a step taken. Mm-hmm. That was right. Demonetization. And we banned the notes of 500 and 1,000. So,
and that wasn't very clever, was it? Because lots of people didn't have money to buy food with or what?
But there was something else about it.
There was something else. So this step was taken to get out the black money from all the corrupted people. So the thing happened was when the Prime Minister declared till 31st of December, we were supposed to give all the money to the bank and they will give us the new money mm-hmm. or the new notes which were in use after mm-hmm. that. So they did this, and without legal papers, if you take a lot of amount to the bank, they will ask you for the papers, and if you don't have it, so
they will confiscate.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they basically, this was the reason they took this step, and so far it is quite useful.
It was effective.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
And you also said that not only that they confiscated the money, but also like they put the people in prison. They imprisoned
them. Yeah, they did. They did.
Domenico, what was the most shocking thing about India for you?
I think the way how they deal with rubbish, let's say like how they not deal with rubbish, the waste is everywhere. And I believe like when you are living on the street, you have to like fulfill your basic needs, and your basic needs are to feed yourself. And then like rubbish is the last thing you're thinking about, right?
So there is rubbish everywhere.
There are places where, of course, they are trying to clean it, but they have a big problem because they are not recycling it. Mm-hmm. So, of course, like there are some heaps even in a like city. You get to see it, even though they try. They don't have a really good system for it yet. Like, but I hope it's coming.
Yeah.
So, Priya, is this an insult, or is Dominika right in saying that this? India is a mess with regard to rubbish, and the Czech Republic was incredibly clean then?
Well, it is, in a way it is clean, not incredibly clean, I must say, because still, I think Czech Republic is also developing and not already developed. So I guess both the countries are on their way.
This is interesting. If you think that the Czech Republic is also only developing, why are you saying this? This is interesting. Tell us.
Because from the first day when I entered, I see, it's not illiteracy, but the knowledge people have. I guess it's the IQ level is much more, like the Indians have much more IQ level than...
Really?
Yes, the Czech.
Oh, this is interesting. Give me some examples.
Well, so I can take example of my family. So the kids in my family, they study, for my host sister studies German from 6-7 years.
All right.
She is still not able to pass the test with good marks. She's like at 5 or 4. So
you think the Indians are much more ambitious and are actually using their intelligence, and you would say that the Czechs are quite passive in this?
Well,
on the world global market or whatever?
In a way, if you see... like on the ranking in the whole world, I think India will definitely come first in this way.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
So you think that generally India is much more assertive and its intelligent people go above and the Czechs don't care?
Well, it's not like Czechs don't care, but Czechs are more into sports, I guess.
Okay.
So they don't focus much more on studies, whereas Indians don't focus. We do focus on the other things too, but we have a lot of brains, as I said. So even if you start educating the people, they will. You can find one or more geniuses in the same class.
So is this a caution, or is it a warning for the Czech Republic that they are too laid back and they are not properly competing, and India will take over?
I think it's due to the competition, because if you have such a high number of people, then you really have to be the best to like succeed in your field. So I think it's thanks to the competition that like. When people get the chance to get the education and or they can afford it, then of course they are trying to make the most out of it.
This is very interesting. We will have to stop now. In one sentence, if you could summarize at the end the main difference between the Czech Republic and India.
Oh, in one sentence, it's quite difficult to explain, but I'll just say both the countries are developing, and I hope in some years they develop well. And yes, there is a healthy competition going on. So I guess it's better for both the countries, and let's see what happens.
And Dominika?
And what I learned about you yesterday, and what I think it's true, is that the way how people behave towards each other, that probably they're like more maybe in a sense like warm to each other. And in here you said that you feel a lot of distance between people.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah,
so I can say that I saw that people behave they help each other there.
More.
Well, I don't know if more, but like I see that they were friendly to each other. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nasperno.